USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden meeting with Republicans at the White House on Monday to discuss his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy on why the meeting is taking place.
I mean, the whole point of this meeting today is to try to get Republicans to vote for the bill.
Yep.
But we've got a lot of questions. The door's open. It's heavy, but the door's open.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More Americans keep getting vaccinated for the coronavirus.
46% of adults have had at least their first shot, and 28% of adults are now fully vaccinated across the U.S.
White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt telling a briefing about 120 million Americans have received shots, roughly 72 million now fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
20-year-old motorist with an outstanding arrest warrant was fatally shot by a police officer in Brooklyn, Minnesota on Sunday, prompting rioting and looting of stores across the area. According to the officers, Dante Wright had an outstanding warrant. Wright re-entered his vehicle when officers attempted to take him into custody. One of the officers discharged their firearm, hitting Wright. All of this happening as the Derek Chauvin trial continues in Minneapolis. Former NYPD detective Dr. Oscar Odom telling Fox News.
Of course, I understand the sensitivity of the nature dealing with the trial, but still, once again, this also highlights the dangers of police work and the split-second decisions that officers must make. We don't go to work every day saying that we're going to shoot somebody because that's not our job. Our job is to protect life and property.
Tiger Woods tweeting congratulations to 2021 Masters champion Hideki Matsuyama. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg acknowledged that he had misrepresented the number of new jobs President Joe Biden's proposed $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan would create, essentially admitting he had overstated the figure by around 16 million. Buttigieg, when pressed on Fox News Sunday with anchor Chris Wallace.
Would you agree that you and the president and Brian Deese, the economic advisor on this program last week, you all exaggerated the jobs impact?
Create.
You're the one who cited Moody's Analytics as 19 million, and it's actually 2.7 million, which is a bunch, but it's not what you said.
It's part of a scenario that Moody's says will create 19 million jobs. But the bottom line is it's going to add jobs, and this is a direct refutation of people who are saying otherwise. So, you're right. I should be very precise. The difference in jobs that particular analysis suggests is 2.7 million more. That is a great place to be.
The state of Iowa has rejected a request by the Biden administration to house children who illegally cross the border. Iowa's Director of Human Services saying this is due to limited resources and administrative concerns. We have an obligation to take care of our own children first, and absent the resources or a clear and comprehensive plan for federal support, we were unable to accommodate the request. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.